Litman Crooks.
Welcome to the Litman Crooks podcast series. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Litman Crooks. And our guest today is Marissa Hacker, who's the founder of Fantastic Friends. Marissa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
It is great to have someone like you on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in what you're currently doing.
Sure. So I am a sibling of a twin brother who has special needs. And growing up, I've always been, his name's Matthew, and growing up, I've always been one of Matthew's biggest advocates. So I developed a nonprofit organization when I was 14 years old. It's called Fantastic Friends. And what Fantastic Friends does is every month we have one social event for tweens, teens, and young adults with special needs. And I created the organization for Matthew because I noticed that as Matthew was growing up, it was very hard for him to make meaningful social connections, and, you know, he had a hard time making friends. So I wanted to create an organization so Matthew and other kids with special needs could have a place where they would feel accepted by their peers.
And who pays for the activities?
We charge the members of the organization just for the event costs. But we do fundraise, and we do have generous donors that help fund the program. So that's how we usually cover all of the event costs.
So you applied for and received from the IRS a not-for-profit status so people can make charitable gifts?
So right now we're fiscally sponsored by the Jewish Community Foundation. But our hope is to eventually become our own independent 501c3, and you know, that way we can accept donations and, you know, things like to our own 501c3 status.
Okay, got it. So what are some of the things that you do, and are they done at night, Friday night, Saturday night, or during the day?
So our events are once a month, and usually they're on weekends, usually a Saturday or Sunday. And we do different things. We've been to the aquarium before. We go bowling. We do mini golf. So it really just depends on the month. But each month we do something different. So we try to, you know, make each event exciting and fun and to look something to look forward to, because we don't, you know, we don't want to like repeat our events over again. But I mean, we actually every year what we do is we have a prom. And I'll talk about this later in the podcast with our upcoming prom. This year, our prom is Disney themed, so that's, you know, that's something our kids are really looking forward to attending this year. But, you know, basically we do different things once a month just so we can get, you know, the kids out, and so we can, you know, make sure that they'll have like something to look forward to.
And do the parents sign their kids up in advance, or they just show up that day?
So what I do is I send emails out to the parents with the event information, and they RSVP via email. And what we do is I pair each member. We call our members friends. So I pair each friend with a volunteer mentor at every event. And the volunteers also sign up through email as well.
So each kid has a one-on-one?
Yes.
And do the mentors go through any kind of training?
Yeah, so before we have new volunteers, I host volunteer training meetings, and I just teach the volunteers how to work with the kids and how, like, what to expect. You know, usually our volunteers are pretty well educated on, you know, how to work with the kids, because a lot of our volunteers know someone with special needs, or they've, like, worked with a special needs kid before. So, but, you know, I could just go over, you know, what to do and, you know, how to act and, you know, not to, like, how to just be a very good volunteer. So we do that just so they understand how to work with the volunteers. And we have some lead volunteers in the organization that help at events. So if we have a new volunteer coming for their first event, we have our head volunteers that make sure that, you know, they're doing everything they're supposed to and that, you know, they're volunteering and, you know, feeling comfortable.
How many kids do you usually get each month?
Usually at our events, we have 35 kids with special needs and 35 volunteers. But we are beginning to grow our South Jersey chapter. By the time I graduate, I graduate in 2 weeks. After I graduate, I'm going to try to spread chapters of Fantastic Friends across the country. I've already received a lot of emails from people who are interested in starting chapters in their hometown. So I'm eventually going to want to train these people how to start chapters and, how to teach volunteers and, how to get Fantastic Friends going in their hometown.
Do you plan to go to college?
Yes. In the fall, I will be attending the Richard Stockton College of New Jersey, and I'm going to get my master's degree in communication disorders and a minor in American Sign Language.
So you'll be local?
Yes. Stockton College is about an hour from my house, so I'm going to live away, but I'll be very close to home. So when I'm in college, I'll be able to still keep up with the Fantastic French chapter in southern New Jersey, and hopefully I'll be able to even start a chapter at the college.
It must be a huge undertaking. I mean, there's got to be a big time commitment on your part.
Definitely. It really is. But you know what? I absolutely love doing it. I mean, the kids, they really make me so happy. And, every time I see my brother or another member of the organization smile or laugh, and, as I'm seeing them having a good time, it makes me want to do more, and it makes me want to start more chapters and help more people.
Are there other chapters currently in existence?
Yes. So right now, I'm training a girl. Her name is Stacy. She's from Central Alabama. So I've trained her for the past couple of months, and her first event is going to be in July or August. She's also a sibling of someone who has special needs, and she started the chapter for her brother. So I'm currently training Stacy, and I'm teaching her how to run the chapter and how to recruit her volunteers and how to, host events. I have other people that are interested in starting chapters, once I graduate high school.
It's pretty amazing what you've done, Marissa. I mean, growing up with Matthew, did you ever feel like he was getting all the attention just because he needed it and your parents had to take care of him?
Matthew always did get more attention, but, I always was very supportive of him, and, I always understood that, he needed more attention than I did. But I'm okay with that. My parents, I have very good parents, and, they always tried their best to, give me as much attention as they could. And, I have really good parents for, doing that. But, it never really bothered me because I love Matt, and I still love Matthew, and, he deserves all the help and attention. So, he did get more attention, but I don't feel bad about that, or I don't really, it doesn't really, bother me.
Has he been able to develop friendships with other kids in the program?
Yes, absolutely. So it's so funny that you asked that, because almost every single day when me and Matthew come home from school, I hear him on the phone talking to whoever, and he's like, "Hi, can you come over?" So Matthew has definitely developed a lot of close friendships through the program, and before I even started the program, he didn't have that many friends. He people would make fun of him, and people weren't nice, and we used to have, he would call people in his grade and he would invite people over, but he wouldn't, they would only come over one time and then they would make their other friends. So, but now, as we're older and since this program is becoming so well known in our area, my friends are like, "Oh, guess what? I just saw Matthew in the hallway." Or if someone sees Matthew, they're always like, "Oh, I saw Matthew. I'm so excited to see him." So the program has definitely helped Matthew, and it's definitely helped a lot of other kids, too.
Is Matthew in the same school as you? Is he in mainstream school?
Yes, he's in, we both go to high school, at the same high school. But Matthew's in the resource room classes instead of the mainstream education classes. But we do go to the same high school.
So they have a self-contained classroom?
Yes, that's the classroom he's in.
And the friends he's met, are these other kids who were in the program or that he was able to meet without the program?
There are kids that he's met in the program. Most of his close friends are in the program. And also, our volunteers, too, they're very generous. And some of our volunteers come, like if Matthew calls them and asks them to come over, some of them will actually come over to my house and hang out with me and Matthew. So, you know, it's not just the kids with special needs that Matthew's making friends with. It's the neurotypical volunteers as well.
So how do you break the ice? You're at an event, you're golfing, you're bowling, you're doing something. How do you get one kid who has special needs to reach out and talk to someone else there and develop a friendship?
So what I do is if someone is very shy or if it's, you know, a kid, if it's a kid's first event, what I'll do is I'll put more than one volunteer with them. Usually the kids warm up. Because just the way how I run the organization and just how, just through our activities, I make it very fun and engaging. So even if a kid with special needs is hesitant, our volunteers are, and they're very interactive. And, you know, if, for example, we're mini golfing and, you know, a kid does team, we'll have our volunteers come say, why don't you come to this team? We're having fun, and I want to see you hit the ball in the hole. Like, you can do it. And, you know, just by, like, encouragement, that's how we engage our members with special needs.
What do your friends think about Matthew? Do they ever talk to you about him?
Oh, my friends love Matthew. Matthew's a very special boy. He's very good with math, and he's very good with numbers. And he can tell you what day your birthday is going to be on. He can go 100 years back. He can go 100 years forward. And he's always right. So my friends think he's so cool. They always tell me, they always call me and, you know, they say, Marissa, can you tell me what day my birthday is going to be on or what day my brother's birthday is going to be on this year? So they love him. First of all, Matthew's so innocent. I mean, they love him, and they think, you know, he's amazing that he can actually do all these things with dates and numbers. So all my friends love him, and every time my friends come over, they always want to talk to him and see him and, you know, interact with him. So,
what are his plans for next year?
So me and Matthew even though we're twins and we're the same age, we're a year apart. So Matthew's going to be going into his senior year while I go to college. So Matthew's going to go to his senior year, and he's going to continue in the classes he's taking. You know, we're not so sure what's going to happen after high school. We're looking into job training programs and, you know, a program where Matthew can really show his skills with math and data. So we're going to be looking around the summer for things for him to do after high school. But, you know, next year he's just going to finish his senior year. And I'm not sure if he's staying in New Jersey. You can stay in the school district until you're 21 if you have special needs. So I'm not so sure what's happening with that. I think that's something for my parents to decide. But he might stay in the school until he's 21. But I don't know if my parents are all for that. But, you know, he's just going to finish his senior year. And, you know, hopefully it's my goal to actually provide Matthew with a job through the organization. You know, even if Matthew can keep files for me or if he can help in some way with math or numbers, I would really love to see him do that because, you know, it's a really good feeling to think that, you know, he wouldn't have to go through job training and I can just, you know, I could teach him myself how to do whatever job I could provide for him. And also it would be a comfortable environment for him to know that he's working for his sister. So that's something I hope to do in the future for him.
I can tell you this, Marissa. Matthew is certainly lucky to have a sister like you.
Thank you so much.
So tell me a little bit about this prom you're working on.
So the prom, I'm so excited. Everyone's so excited. So the prom is in less than 2 weeks. It's 9 days away. I'm pretty sure it's June 13th. And I planned our first prom last year. And I planned it because I noticed that Matthew, he didn't go to a prom, or he didn't go to his sophomore cotillion. And actually, it's funny because I didn't either. So I wanted to plan up, and a lot of kids in the organization, they don't go to their proms. So I wanted to plan a prom for our organization and for our volunteers. So last year we had our first prom. It was amazing. But this year our prom is going to be bigger and better. So this year our prom is Disney themed. And I made the prom, last year our prom was beach themed. So I made this year's prom Disney themed because all of our kids, they love Disney so much. And a lot of, you know, since it's Disney is like autism's best friend. since, you know, me and Matthew were younger, Matthew always has, you know, he's always had different Disney movies and, like, he has certain songs that he loves. And, you know, since I've watched at least 1,000 Disney, or not 1,000 Disney movies, but Disney movies at least 1,000 times, I've, you know, become and I became engrossed in, like, all of the values and plots of Disney. So, you know, Disney is really about acceptance and love. And, you know, every Disney movie, there's a moral. So a lot of the morals from the Disney movies really relate to the morals that I have for the organization and that a lot of kids have as well. So I made this prom, this year's prom Disney theme, and, you know, we're going to have Disney decorations, we're going to have Disney-shaped food, we have Minnie and Mickey coming, and we're surprising the kids, and they're going to, you know, dance with the kids. We have pictures and food and music, and our centerpieces are all Disney, so it's really, it's going to be a great event for our kids, and I know, you know, they all love Disney, and, you know, it's just a really great way and a great theme to incorporate into a prom. And, you know, everyone's going to get a date. So it's one of our biggest events. And, you know, we're hoping to have 100 kids with special needs and 100 volunteers. I hope that we'll reach that goal. Right now we're at about 60 kids with special needs and 60 volunteers. But, you know, we're going to have some people that show up at the door to the prom. So, you know, this event wasn't just open to the members of Fantastic Friends. This was open to the whole entire special needs community. And, you know, hopefully by this we'll gain some new volunteers and members as well.
Well, good luck with the event.
Thank you so much.
And best of luck to you with Fantastic Friends. Our guest for this podcast has been Marissa Hacker, who is the founder of Fantastic Friends. And Marissa is quite an amazing young lady. And we really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I had an amazing time.
Okay, have a great day. And this is Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks saying, have a good day, everyone. So long.